this is Samantha Newark, and you're listening to the truly outrageous podcasters of the GeekCast Radio Network.
Welcome to The Pull Bag. Join us as we dig out our latest comics and discuss them with a rotating panel of the GCRN crew. So sit back and enjoy this week's Pull Bag.
The button.
The big
one.
Who's got the button?
It says report or launch.
Yes.
What it says.
At least it works this time.
Just press return.
I wish.
They just need a button that says go on everything, right? Go. This is the button. Just go.
I like launch better. Launch.
Make it so. If you're going to do it, you might as well do something really geek-wise, right? Sorry, were you trying to start?
It's a good thing I'm flying through Las Vegas this time and not Phoenix, because I'd come to your house and just knock you upside your head.
Just sit there and interrupt me the whole time. Hey, I'm speaking.
Hey,
no, you're not. I am. Hey. I'm speaking first. Sorry, go ahead.
Fuck.
Being silent, I swear.
I don't know what his problem is.
Thoughts in your direction.
Shut up.
I'm Kelly Thompson, writer of IDW's Gem and the Holograms, and you are about to hear Mike, Amy, and Nicole inside the Pull Bag's Gem Reviews, because it's showtime, Synergy.
Hello, and welcome to the Pull Bag. This is Bag Issue Classics, episode 70. I am, of course, TFG on Mike, and joining me is Lady Rack. Hello.
Hello.
Also joining us is Beatles Diva. Hello.
Bonjour.
You sound miserable, dude.
It's the allergies.
You were going to say it's because I have to put up with you.
That too, yeah.
He loves us.
Right.
No, you do.
He really does.
He does.
Yeah. So we are back. We're going to be doing Gem issues 17 and 18, which is, this is the two-parter changes storyline.
Changes. Turn the beat up.
Okay. I knew that was
you
going.
You started it.
That's the name of the story. It's written by Kelly Thompson. Art is done by Jen Bartel. As we said last episode, and at the end of last episode, Dark Gem, Part 2, Sophie has left the series.
Yeah, I'm like, just, oh. I miss Sophie already.
So this is the next two issues in Gem and the Holograms from IDW. This is a two-part story. This is to bridge the gap between the end of Dark Gem and the beginning of the Stingers storyline, which will be starting in issue 19. And we have three different covers for this one. We've got the regular cover done by Jen Bartel. We've got the subscription cover done by M. Victoria Robideau. And the ROM cover month, because ROM is now at IDW, is done by Andrew Griffith, of all people. Woo-hoo. So pick a cover, Amy.
I am going to go for the regular cover, actually, because I like that. I like the whole crew just sitting there, you know, being themselves and coolness. I like that, yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Nicole?
I'm going to just say the same, the Jen Bartel one, just because I love the look Kimber's giving.
Oh, yeah. Sassiness.
I love the look of her right there.
I can't stop looking at her. She's just awesome.
That's won me over, that look.
And then Aja's hat is awesome, girl gang.
Yeah.
With spikes in the side of it.
It's totally Aja.
Yep. So we start this one out with the previously page where they show that they're going to disconnect Synergy to stop Silica. We open this one where they're recording. They're still recording their album for 5x5 Records. And is that Tony in the booth or is that my imagination? I think that's my imagination.
Hold on. No, his name is Alan.
Oh, okay, that's, yeah, okay. And this is the point where we really start to see...
Sorry.
You love us.
Yes, you do.
Kill you!
This is another 80s reference is all, sorry.
Yeah. So the beginning of this issue, we see the start of Shayna wanting to break off from the band.
No.
Yep.
We knew that was coming. We knew it.
Yes.
Yeah, we did. They then go have a relaxing pool party.
That's kind of cool,
like a... Well, like, she's not letting you know.
Lake, beach, pool, what? They're in pool floats.
Well, I mean, the reason why they're doing it is, okay, so obviously the rest of the band does not know that what Shayna's up to, and she says that she needs a break. And they're like, oh, okay, so let's really take a break. Let's chill out and, like, you know, invite everybody over and have fun and all that. We're going to chill here, but the lead up to that is that they're going to have a party with like, all their friends and stuff. And significant others, boyfriends, yes, girlfriends and stuff.
Yep. And as the story progresses, we get to the Misfits, and Pizzazz shows up. And of course, we have the inevitable falling out between the band, which actually it doesn't really fall out all that much. I thought it was going to be a lot worse.
Oh, it will. I could feel
it will. It's a building up to something.
This is a setting up point right here. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we did see that one issue where Pizzazz was laying in her bed watching the video on her computer, where she says, they're not half bad. So
yeah, there's definitely a jealousy thing kind of going on. You can see the looks between, basically what happens is that they're singing and there's a line that doesn't fit. And Pizzazz kind of gives Stormer rakes her over the coals for, it doesn't work. And she's like, oh, I'll just have to retool or whatever and figure it out. And then Blaze comes in and gives an offering of what it could be. And it sounds great. And so they play it and it works. And Pizzazz likes it. And then she's giving this look like, yeah, that was the change it needed to be. And she's not happy about it.
Yeah.
So it's like, she's happy, but you know, that was the change it had to be, but
she wanted it to be her idea.
Yeah, and it was somebody else's idea. Mm-hmm. So especially the fact that it was Blaze's idea. Now, it would have been different if Stormer had come up something on the fly there, because Stormer is not the one. She doesn't have to compete with Stormer, but Blaze is another. It's another thing all together, because, you know, two lead singers. So, yeah. Two's a crowd.
And then, of course, after this, we have Jetta complaining that she and Roxy never get to write lyrics. And
it's because you suck at it.
Yeah.
I'll show you some British slang, you... All right. Who figured that Roxy would be the one with the head in the room to get Jetta out of there?
Just in this instance. They kind of, like, they're the bouncers for each other, you know? When one gets upset, the other one holds her back, then vice versa. So, I love those two.
Yeah, they are awesome. We get back to Jerrica and Aja, and Aja's going through some hair changes, and apparently... Aja changing her hair basically signifies that she's gonna break up with whoever.
I love that. Oh man, I like Craig too.
And they're like, why? What's wrong with Craig? It's like, because every single time they go on to explain why it is that every single time she cuts her hair, it means that there's a dude that's gone. You know, he's like, no, I'm not breaking up with him. And it just turns into this really cute comical thing.
Yeah, that's awesome. And most of Aja's stuff, because as we all know, Aja is Kelly's favorite. Ever since the beginning, has always been cute and comical stuff. Like the first time we met Aja.
I wouldn't say she's cute. I would say she's comical and spicy.
Yep. Well, ever since, like, issue one, when she threw the shoe at Kimber, you know.
That's awesome.
I mean,
She's our resident rocker. She, if anybody was you know, rough around the edges on the Gem and Holograms team, she would be it. She would be the one that would be rocking out, getting in your face, starting fights. But
yeah,
you know, she's on the softer group instead of the less. I mean, there's going to be a cat fight. Aja's going to be right there.
Oh yeah.
To be in it or to enjoy it.
She would start it.
Yeah, she'd start it most definitely. She'd
definitely start it. Now on the Misfits side, I'd say all of them would start a fight. But
yeah,
you know,
well, except for Stormer. I don't think Stormer would.
Yeah, you're right. She probably would be a little less aggressive but about
Pizzazz,
that.
Jetta, and Roxy. Oh yeah. Roxy will start a fight just over a bagel.
Yeah, you don't mess with those bagels.
But I mean, that's good though, because I mean, if you look at it, it's the flip. So Roxy would be the less likely to start, but everybody else would be. Here we are on the hologram side, and Aja would be the first one to start a fight and everybody else wouldn't be. So it's like, it's yep. I like how it's kind of balanced like that. So.
Yep. So we then get to Stormer, who has hit a tree. Man, they love having car accidents in this comic series, don't they?
Well, you got to remember, they did the same thing in the cartoon a lot.
A lot.
There's a lot of car accidents, and mostly it was Aja's fault.
Oh, wait. What about Pizzazz?
Her too.
They had a lot of crashes because of her. I mean, think about the helicopter.
I mean, technically, Stormer was trying to avoid the deer, but because of that, she ends up in a tree.
Yeah, but she shouldn't have been messing with her phone.
She was trying to find out where she was going.
She should have pulled over.
Yep. No texting while driving, folks.
That's your PSA.
Yeah. Public service announcement.
Yeah.
Awesome. You can always pull over, then check, then start back up again.
Exactly.
Yeah. And really, okay, looking at these two panels here, where was she, or the one full panel, where was she driving that the deer was like, the way that this looks, the way that she crashes into the tree, it doesn't look like it's a whole, all the way paved road. So what back end woods road was she driving on in the first place?
They're going to a cabin. They're probably they're going to a cabin, so there's going to be.
Okay. So meanwhile, at the cabin, Kimmer is worried. You know, Stormer, where are you? All that stuff, and we see Shayna and Tony, along with Craig, Aja, and Rio and Jerrica, and they all decide to go looking for Stormer, pretty much.
And, well, Kimber's worried about her, and she hasn't showed up, and. The whole thing was that at the very beginning of this was that Shayna brought this up that, hey, if we're going to invite our significant others, we have to deal with the fact that Roxy is
Stormer.
Kimber's.
Kimber.
Stormer's.
Too many names running around in my head. Okay. Okay. So Stormer is Kimber's like significant other. And so
right.
They're like, okay, we will have to bring her in. She is from the other group. We need to give her a chance, and that's why they did it. So she's the one that doesn't show up, and everybody's like, okay, well, we should all go look for her then. And that support is kind of like the whole point, is the fact that they're showing support for Kimber and the fact that she's in love with somebody from the other team who is actually their rivals. So that's the conflict right here, and they're like, oh, she's like, so thank you so much, really, everybody's gonna help me. I'm like, yeah, of course. And so that's really cool. I liked it.
They did the right thing.
Yes, I know. So
awesome. Well, of course they do the right thing. They're not the other group.
Well, yeah. And they don't like, as opposed to what's going on with, you know, the Misfits, is that when Stormer says that she has plans, they're like, with, and she's like, well, you know, you're choosing her over us, really?
Yeah.
And, you know, so the support does not go the same way for Stormer on the other side, so.
Yeah, no.
And we have Pizzazz back in her old form.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. And we get to Stormer, who has a conversation with Bambi. And She then tries to get signal, which she has no signal, and she sees two little bear cubs running across the road.
That's not a good thing. Cute. That is not a good thing. Not a good thing. Nope.
Where there are two little recklets like that, there's a big mama wrecker.
Yeah, and there's Amy right there in the flesh. Big black bear Amy. And that's how we end this one.
Man, that bear's got some claws.
Yeah, it does. That bear ain't going after no picnic baskets.
After I read this, I had a picture of the Revenant happening.
Oh, God.
That's all I have to say is rawr. Yeah, Mama Bear has been startled because guess what? You know, she didn't expect to see human here in the forest.
Yeah,
so now
you're in her territory, protected. Working on her children.
Yep.
I mean, I've seen plenty of YouTube videos out there where there's the bear that comes up on the humans and it's like, hey, I'm the bear. These are my cubs. Don't mess with me. And they walk right past like nothing happened, you know? And the people are like, and then afterwards, like, did you see that? Yes, we saw that. Everybody on YouTube has seen it now. Yeah.
Why did I flash to, when I first saw the ending to this and I'm like, oh, hey. Somebody call Fox because it's when animals attack.
So the
whole issue was very well put together as always. I like all the story bits that are basically evolving as we go along. You know, this is one continuous storyline, obviously. They're not going to do a single one-off adventure kind of thing. And I think the story itself in this issue is a nice addition because, again, like Amy said, we get to see almost all the couples together and interacting with each other. And even though at times they're each, you know, off doing their own separate thing, but, you know, we see them all at the same place at the same time. Not too sure about the whole bear thing, but I get it. It works as a cliffhanger. Nicole, what did you think of this issue overall?
I could kind of see where it was going. I had a feeling where it was going as soon as she crashed into a tree out in the middle of the woods. I'm just like, oh, they're doing the Bambi thing, and everything's nice and safe. No, not in the woods. It should have been a Bigfoot, because that's close enough to a Yeti, but... Oh my gosh, if it was a Bigfoot, that would have been awesome.
Yes, but we already know that she's not going to do Yetis. She said it adamantly. No Yetis. No Yetis.
But this was definitely a setup issue. I mean, there's some things, some good things that happen, but it was kind of like, you got to wait for the next one. You know, I still had fun with it. I mostly like the pain and drama that we had with Shayna. You know?
Yeah.
I think they captured her better than any other character in this issue. So.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And so, of course, Roxy and Jetta, gotta love them.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good standard. I was not blown away, but you could see where it's going to lead to. And you're just like, okay, want more. So.
Yeah. Absolutely. What about you, Amy? Overall thoughts?
Well, another thing that this issue does is that, and I know we get a little bit of resolution of stuff that sets up in this, but there's more than that. I mean, the whole conversation going on in while they're swimming in the lake, where Aja turns to Kim, or Kimber turns to Aja and says, hey, you know, after this whole Silica thing, she's like not giving up. Do you think she'll give up Gem at all? I'm just like, no.
Yeah.
Because there was like, at first she was like, oh, I don't know if I want to, you know, be this character. And, you know, maybe I don't want to be Gem anymore. And now suddenly it's like, well, do you think she'll give it up? Well, she was just sitting there as Gem. It's like, hey, if you're done with her, why don't you just turn her off? Oh, I must have just forgot about it. And, you know, now she turns her off. Like, so I get the, there's more there. I mean, I'm glad that there's, I mean, I don't think that that's going to be resolved in the next issue or the next couple issues, but it's playing the long game. And I liked that. And I thought, I like that. I kind of like that. So go ahead.
Well, what they're doing is, if I remember correctly from the solicits from various upcoming issues, is that Jerrica retreats further into the gem persona.
Yeah.
So it's not it's one of the things that you were saying that they set up here that she must have forgot to just turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's that one moment in this issue is setting up her eventual embracing of being Jim most, if not all of the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we do get the uncomfortable conversation between her and Rio about, I kissed her.
I gotta give kudos to Rio. I can't believe I'm saying this. For actually coming out and admitting it. You know? Like, okay.
Well, you've already stated in all of our episodes that we've done, Comic Rio is not Cartoon Rio, so...
I don't know.
Oh, wait, I take that back.
I have a feeling he's going to do something stupid.
We'll see. You know what? Actually, he gets more into depth than actually in the next issue. Actually,
yeah, that's true.
Now that I look at him, like he wants to talk about it, and it's gonna happen. More conversations gonna happen in the next one. It's just one panel. Oh, what? There's a few things that actually, yeah. Okay, well, yeah, we'll get to that in the next issue.
Oh yeah, we'll get to the next issue. What'd you give 17, Nicole?
I'm gonna give it a 3. Like, it was a good issue, but it wasn't like mind blowing.
Okay.
And I could kind of see where what was happening in the woods. I'm like, I knew where it was going, kind of, but I still enjoyed it. Still enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same here. Nothing is happening to Craig. I'm gonna give it a 4. It's the go-between issues, I know, but there are a few things that need to happen here to kind of start things rolling for other later things. So I'm like, you know, it's important to see it. I don't think that even when we get the resolution in the next issue on some of these things, I don't think these issues that are starting here are going to go away. They're just part of the part of the battle that comes with it. So, I mean... It's going to be really interesting to see how that plays out. And because of that, I like what it's doing. It is, yes, we're stopping, like there was a conflict that got resolved and now we're setting stuff up to start, but like it has to start somewhere. And I really think it was really, she did a really good job setting that up and starting it rolling in this issue without
The whole Shayna, I don't want to say that Shayna's situation is conflicting, but it is kind of a little bit. But that whole thing has been set up since about the holiday issue almost. Yeah. Whenever she first met Tony, and you know, we as the audience found out that she wants to go do the design stuff and all that. Like, I mean, Kelly didn't just introduce this idea now. Mm-hmm. This is, again, as I've said, this whole series is a giant long game.
Yeah.
And with this issue here, because this is a small two-parter issue kind of deal. Like, we just came off of a six-parter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, a six-part epic event.
It's the fact that Shayna, as a character, she doesn't just come out right with things. Obviously, because we've known about this for a couple issues already. Half a year. I mean, if you think about it, we had a six-parter that was like, what, 6 months right there? We've known about this for a little bit. She has said nothing. Obviously, there's been a lot going on, so there hasn't been time. But still, and the whole, I think the whole point of this two-parter is really the biggest conflict is for Shayna to just come clean with it. And she does. And that's kind of a big deal for her because, I mean, so I kind of look at these as like the Shayna issues with the Shayna issue where she finally says, okay, I've got to say it. I don't know how to say it and I don't want to say it, but I have to say it. And you get that through the whole thing. Yes, there are a few other little conflicts that go with it because there are other, it's like they're all the simmering pot of issues that they're all dealing with in different ways. That's all there, but the main focus of these two was just for Shayna to come out and say, this is my thing. I can't do this. I'm conflicted. Yeah. And I did a good job doing that in my opinion. So.
Yeah. I think for me, I'm going to give it a 3.5 only for the whole Aja thing. That was just hilarious. I thought that was so funny.
So you're going to get a half point more.
Yeah.
Or the Aja thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome.
Yep. All right, number 18 is Changes Part 2. Kelly Thompson, Jen Bartel on writing and art with M. Victoria Robidoux on colors. Letters by Sean Lee. Edits by John Barber with Sarah Gatos, which, as we all know, if you listen to the end of our last Jim podcast here on the Pullback Intro Time Synergy, we mentioned that the editing staff over at IDW is changing. So I assume, I don't know because I haven't seen it yet because it hasn't been released yet as far as previews, but I assume as of issue 19, Sarah Gatos will take over editing duty full time.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I mean, it may be that either 19 or 20. I mean, it just depends because I'm sure that John's, if it depends on usually how couple issues into, because like, you know, he's probably worked on it a little bit. So my guess is, you know, it'll be Sarah and maybe John on the next one and then her. I don't know. We'll see. It depends on when they stepped into the role and how far out the issues were and all of that. So. Yeah. We'll see.
So for issue 18, we have two covers. We have the regular cover done by Jen Bartel, and we have the subscription cover done by M. Victoria Robidoux. Regular cover is Blaze versus Pizzazz, and subscription cover is Shayna with all her drawings. Amy, which one do you like?
I'm going for the Shayna one. It's so cute. Yeah. I love that. I love that one. It looks so great. Yeah.
What about you, Nicole?
I did also pick up the Shayna one because of the flat, the throwbacks to all the classic Jim dresses from the cartoon. Love it.
Yeah.
That's right. They are. Uh-huh. Oh, I didn't even notice that.
Yep. I like that her ring is a Gem Star earring.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many cute things on here. And because this series is about her, this like little story arc is about her, I kind of like, I got to have this cover. It's Shayna.
Yeah. Me too. I picked the Shayna cover as well. I just absolutely love it. I think it's just so fun. The Pizzazz Blaze cover is good. It's great. I've always liked Jen Bartel's art.
Oh my gosh, I love that cover too. Yeah, don't give me wrong.
Yeah, I love the cover, but I just think for, as we said, the way that these stories are these two issues are progressing, I like the Shayna one a little bit better. So we start this one off at everyone going to look for Stormer with Tony, Kimber, and Shayna in one car, and Aja and Craig in another, and then Rio and Jim in the other car. So we got
three cars.
Three cars. Why couldn't they have all gone in one car?
Because three is better than one. You're looking for somebody. Well,
I mean, maybe they were all coming from different areas, you know?
Oh yeah, that's why they were all looking in different areas. That's why they all split up. Okay. And Jerrica has the unlucky she draws the short straw to crash into Stormer's car. I know that's horrible.
She's
to say,
not
folks,
paying attention because of the conversation that's going on between her and Rio. That's really what's going
yeah,
on.
That's what it really is. Because they do have a conversation. What do we think of this conversation here, Nicole, between the two of them?
Between Rio and Jerrica?
I
like it. I mean, I kind of gotta give him kudos for being manly and coming out and telling Jerrica what happened. I think she could have had a better reaction because he's just like, "What are you talking about? You're okay with this?" So I kind of feel sorry for him because she. If she knew about it, she probably should have talked to him about it, but I'm glad he was man enough to step up.
I'm still wondering after reading this part of this issue, is Kelly ever going to have him find out?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm
it's
wondering.
It's too good after. Of a conflict. It's too good of a conflict mm-hmm. to kind of ride for a little while. I hope she does, like, eventually. But
well, see,
I kind of want to play it out for a little bit because it's kind of fun to see the conflict.
Well, the thing is, these last two issues kind of explained why they can't really tell him, you know? Not yet, at least.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and it also explains, like, the other part is the fact that there's a really good excuse not to because you know, they weren't acting themselves. And so technically you could say she wasn't acting herself either.
Yeah. Yeah. And I really like that. That's true. Yeah.
So, I mean, I hope it happens when it makes logical sense too, you know, because if you tell him at the wrong time, I don't know. We'll just see the conflict. Yeah. It'll be interesting to see how the conflict rolls. So I'm willing to look at that and wait till it'll see how it happens. So I don't know. I trust her.
Oh, no, I fully trust Kelly, yeah. I mean, it's just one of those things that with this conversation between the two of them, it makes me wonder at what point in the story would he, if he eventually does find out, at what point would that be? So Jerrica crashes the car into Stormer's car. They find a piece of Stormer's dress, and Jerrica asks him, what in the world would cause her to run into the woods? Hmm. Nothing good. We then go to...
I mean, this is like every horror flick starting. Why would she run into the woods instead of away from it? I don't know.
Yeah.
First, I'd say zombies. There you go. Zombies.
Zombie yetis. Oh my God.
Zombie yetis. Yay! I hear your eyes rolling.
Yeah.
Everything's better with Yetis.
No, really, no.
No, really, you're wrong.
No, you're wrong. Alright, so we go back to LA, where the Misfits are at this club. And what's going on here? Oh yeah, this is where we have the whole...
This is one of the best moments of this comic. I love it. Jenna and Roxy are awesome.
They totally rock it. Yeah, they totally rock this issue.
Yeah. So Pizazz, in this part,
yeah, Pizazz is just, you know, moping.
Yeah,
she's being Pizazz.
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, they're actually just sitting there as guests at the club, and we open up with, you know, seeing, I guess, some other. We don't actually see the other band, but we see all these people dancing. And Pizazz then says, oh, I think we should go up next after this other band set. She eventually kicked the Limp Lizards off stage.
Is it the Limp Lizards? I wish.
No, I don't know. I only said that to goat Amy a little bit.
Okay, so they get kept off the stage. Wow. They've never been the center of attention.
Yeah. So they, that's the other thing that makes Roxy and Jetta so interesting in this issue, is because Roxy is playing up the fact that it's too loud in the club.
This would be so mean, because I'm deaf as it is, so I'd be like, what are you saying? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I'd love a sub sandwich.
That's why I liked it, because I thought I could totally see Nicole playing that role.
I love the first line. She's in the bathroom. In the womb? In the womb? I died at that line.
She's the boss. The albatross? God, get your hearing checked, Roxy.
You have the worst club hearing. Yes, I'd love a sub.
Always has food on the mind.
Yep.
The last issue, she was actually drooling. I don't know if you guys noticed that.
No, I didn't.
It's just a little drool when they said something.
Oh, yeah, when they were talking about food, yeah. She's like, yeah.
She's the Homer Simpson of the comics right now.
She's so my spirit animal right now. Who needs love when you got food?
So we get back to Jerrica and Rio, and they find out that they do find Stormer. And then they run into the bear.
Drop bears. So,
logically, Jerrica logically has Synergy create a second bear.
To scare the first bear. Yeah.
Yeah.
Territory, that's how it is, right?
Yeah.
Mama bear yields to the territory. There you go.
Yep.
Well, actually, if you think about it, she just said, Synergy, I need a terrifying distraction now. And it was Synergy that actually really worked.
Yeah, if you
the
think about it,
say.
Yes.
Yeah.
She didn't tell her what she wanted. She just said, we need a terrifying distraction.
Yep.
It could have been a hunter with a gun and just go boom, boom, boom.
Now all I can think of is Van Pelt from Jumanji. God. So I think we already knew this as the audience, and I think that I think it's already been stated in the comic that Stormer and Craig are brother and sister.
Yeah, that was a few like 3 issues ago.
Okay. Well, it's been so long since we recorded that show, so...
Yeah.
So they find Stormer. Everybody finds them. Craig and Mary have an embrace, and then Mary and Kimber have an embrace, so there's that. Everybody's back together, yay. And then the bombshell drops. I'm quitting the band! Huh?
Well, there was a lead-up to it was that everybody was angry because... Kimber was like, what, you brought another bear in there and you scared her half to death? What? Yeah. She gets all protective. Yeah. It's like, wait a
She's
second.
She's very protective of her Stormer. I think that's so sweet.
That's why I was like, hey, wait a minute. Actually, it wasn't Jerrica that did that. It was Synergy. Yeah. She kind of didn't do it. Anyhow, so while everybody's like, ah, and then Shayna's like, ah, I'm quitting the band. And they're like, what?
her fuse was lit and she went for it.
Yep. Everybody was yelling. It just seemed like the right thing to do. And I was like, yeah, you know what? Yeah, because everybody's outwardly showing all of this turmoil. And there's all this turmoil going on inside Shayna. You know it has been. It's been one whole issue. And we knew it. You could just tell because of, you know, she's the silent. And then suddenly burst out one, you know? And this plays perfectly into that. And so I was like, yep, yeah, there you go. Woohoo. Shayna. It's the best thing to do. Everybody was already yelling, so.
Might as well yell some more.
Yeah, why not? And it kind of pretty much stops the fight on that end. They're like, what? What? Yeah. Everybody's
and then,
silence.
And then another fight ensues back in the nightclub.
Yeah.
Oh, I like this.
Fuses are lit and explode. Yeah.
What was that? Something about explosions and rainbows and all that stuff from that one. Yeah. Anyway.
Are you talking about Professor Princess?
Sadly, yes, and it's all your fault.
Explosions aren't nice, except for when they're beautiful rainbows.
Yeah.
They don't call it the rainbow boom for nothing, right?
Yeah, right. All right, so we get back to the club, and Pizzazz is ready to go on, so she tells Rocky that they're ready. Sorry, Pizzazz, somebody jumped in front of you.
Well, the thing is that Blaze is not so ready. She's got this trepidation on her face. It's like, whoa, I don't know. Well, and the other thing is she walked in on the conversation when she thought it was about her, and it really wasn't.
Right.
So there's a little bit of insecurity going on here. Still, it's understandable. But yeah, somebody jumps in front of the Misfits. What? Yeah.
How dare
you?
Outrageous.
And of course, we have People of Rocky. We hope you don't mind us taking over for a bit, doing an impromptu secret show for you fine people. You may have heard of us. Where? The Stingers. All right.
I love that page. That's gorgeous.
Yeah, the one page there with all of them. Yeah.
All four of them.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yes. All four of them. A friend of mine on Facebook that I send the podcasts to every time. I think at the end of the last episode we did, I said it was, you know, coming up next, Rhea and the Stingers. Mm-hmm. And she's like, you did not just say that. And I'm like, yeah, I thought I don't know what I said, but you know, Rhea and Rhea with the Stingers,
there
holy
you go.
Crap! But yeah, Riot, Rapture, and Minx, and then Rhea. So I think this is a cool way. I like this way a little bit more than the talent search from the animated series because in this day and age, the way that Kelly is telling this story now makes a lot more sense than to, because they didn't start out with making a movie in this like they did in the cartoon series. So there is no Howard Sands. There is no, none of that. So, and maybe hopefully Howard will come in at some point, but who knows? It's just one of those things that I just love the way that she introduced Rhea.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. She looks good.
Yeah.
And I love Pizzazz's line too. You've got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
You've been upstaged. Oh.
Nobody upstages the Misfits.
Well, you see what happens when that happens in the show, so I expect this to be explosive.
So we get back to Jerrica and the girls, and not really surprisingly, but Kimber is the only one that's basically negative about the whole Shayna leaving thing, thinking that she's abandoning them and all that.
I think it's because Kimber doesn't do well with changes.
Changes like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially since, like, you know, it's the band, you know. That it doesn't just affect Shayna, it affects the rest of them. Which, you know, and I understand that. I mean, Shayna's got to be able to do what she's got to do, but, you know, Kimber, it's not the end of the world. I mean, just you'll have to just roll with it for a little bit and see what happens, right?
Do you remember how overly dramatic Kimber is?
Yeah, she is the dramatic one, so it makes sense.
Yeah, that's very true. So the next page, we have the top panel of the four of them sitting all in chairs and talking. It doesn't actually say anything, but it's just them just sitting there. We go outside to, I guess, the waiting area, where Tony's like, should we go check on them? Everybody else, Craig and Stormer and Rayo, all in unison, no.
Well, and it makes sense that he would say that, because, you know, the conversation before this was, you know, you've got to tell them, and he knows that it was, she was painfully not telling them. And, you know, that she needed the support. So he's like the dude that's like, I know she needs the support. Should we go see if they're okay? I mean, I don't think it's going to be really bad, because they are supposed to be sisters, and, you know, but, you know, you never know, because, you know, she's my significant other and I know that she needs the support, and, you know, but that's okay, because tears start happening after this and everything gets better, right? Yeah. Girls and their feelings.
All the feels.
Yep. And, you know, Jerrica basically just says that Shayna just wants something more. And, you know, that she just wants to try. Where Kimber's argument is, can't you do both? You've been doing both all this time. And that's when she tells him about the internship. And
it's more than just that. And,
yeah.
It's the internship that will turn into something that makes it so that she can't do both, because it's the distance thing that goes in, that's involved with it. She could end up being far away for a while, not just like, hey, I'll run do that and run do this and run do that and run do this. No, actually, once the internship starts up, it's a long ways away, and
that
it could turn into something more. So
that's so exhausting.
Oh,
so exhausting. What are you exhausted about?
No, it just sounds exhausting, is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
To do two things, yeah. Completely understand that. But, you know, there's also the upside, is that they should be happy because she's got this great opportunity. So, you know, Jerrica also, you know, congratulations. I wish you told us. We could have supported you.
Yeah.
Just have been so nervous we could have shared it with you the whole time. But just, I'm sorry, I was afraid. You know, girls, you know.
Such girls, such emotions.
Girls, the feels. I can feel the feels. The group hug at the very end is, aww, everybody's got the tears. Aww.
Group hug.
And then, next time, enter the Stingers. So issue 18, overall thoughts, Amy?
I loved it. It was great. I'd also give it a 4 as well.
Nicole, what were you saying?
Are we going to talk about art too, or are you going to do that next?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, now or?
Yes, now, go.
Okay, so I miss Sophie. I think that, what's her name? Sorry, my
Jen.
Brain is
Jen.
Jen is doing a great job, But there's just a little, maybe I've been spoiled by Sophie because I really, really liked how even the subtle differences between the characters, she just had this really great way of making it subtle, but you could see it. And so Jen, there's too much, she's doing it, but like the little subtle things that I really loved about Sophie is not there anymore. And so I'm like, oh, and there've been a couple times where a couple arms looked a little weird. So I was like, yeah, it's all right. It's okay. And I like it, but I just miss Sophie because I miss the subtle things that I look at and go, oh, I like that. Oh, I like this. And I don't see as much with Jen, and maybe I just need to get used to her style a bit more and appreciate that. So, but it didn't throw me out of the show or out of the issue.
Comic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like going back and seeing it like a, you know, third or fourth time and going, oh, this is that, I can see that there and I can see that there. I'll go, okay. I'm noticing it now because I'm actually looking at it and looking for it. But other than that, I was good. I love what's going on, and yeah, it's good stuff.
What about you, Nicole?
I really enjoy this, this one. There's so many fun little moments, you know, heartfelt moments, you know, heartbreaking moments, and just overall funny moments with Roxy. Yeah, I'm glad there was a resolution that Shayna finally got to get her words out, even though it wasn't the perfect way. And I thought it was a great way to introduce the Stinger, you know, Stingers to the Misfits.
Really good stuff. Upstaging the Misfits is brilliant.
Yeah. I'm just like, so
the conflict is rolling. I mean, there's already a role. Prezzaz is already getting that, you know, conflict between her and, you know, fighting for the microphone with the other girl. And so like, both internal and some of the external is more like, it's just the situation rather than, you know, she could just say, you know what, you're kicked out of the band, go away. And no one could say anything to that because she's the boss, right? But she's playing it out. She's playing with it. So it's like, you know, hey, we'll go with this and see what happens. But then you get upstaged, which is like, what? It's like, of course. She's like, you've got to be kidding me. Yeah.
Yeah, I really enjoyed this issue. I'm going to give it a 4. Yep.
I am also going to give it a 4. I love the whole interaction with everybody. I love how we do see kind of dissension amongst the ranks between both groups. And then the Stingers come in and just basically flip everything on its head.
Yay!
Good conference. Which is going to be really, really interesting as we go along here. So we have, you know, you were saying earlier, Nicole, about you guys were saying about getting used to the art. Amy, I think you'd said that about getting used to Jen's art. I think they were just using Jen for the transition here from Sophie not being on, from Sophie's last issue being 16. And then we have these two issues for this story. Cause the next arc, it's basically it's not going to be Jen. It's going to be the new Jim artist, Meredith McLaren.
Oh, okay. So I guess I haven't really looked to see any pictures of that stuff. So yeah.
Yeah.
Change. Doggone it.
Well, I assume that Meredith is going to be on the series for at least the full Stinger story, which I believe Kelly told me runs from 19 to 22. Gotcha. I think. Which is going to be really, really awesome. Like I said, I'm going to give it a 4 for issue 18. I really, really enjoyed it. I thought it was really fun. So we are going to take a quick break and come back with closing the show after this.
Grab your helmets because it's time to assemble Mask. Mask Mayhem is here with your hosts TFG and Mike, Optimus Solo, and brand new host Toon Master Tim. This podcast covering all 75 episodes of Mask will feature in-depth analysis of every episode, talking the toys, and more. Mask Mayhem will run 30 podcast episodes. You can find us on iTunes and www.geekcastradio.com. So get your spectrums ready, as podcasting is the ultimate weapon.
And at least they're now allowing it to be called Black. That's the other thing they hyped at the event. The two colors, instead of space gray, it's going to be black and jet black. They're the exact same freaking color.
Yes, but one is the blacker, blacker, black.
Yeah. One's matte, one's shiny.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I think they've ran out of ideas since Jobs went.
You know what? Yeah. Since Jobs has left, Apple has just not been the same.
It really hasn't.
I mean, all of this stuff that they have, they keep on having issues. It's like, you know who drove that place, right? Mm-hmm. It's Jobs.
Oh, yeah.
Jobs drove them to be better. And now they have no reason to be better. They're like, oh, we're at the top and we're the best. Like, no, you're just shit. I'm sorry. You're just shit like everything else.
The thing, I mean, I think all the phone companies are going tits up. So, I mean, they're just like, well, people just want phones and they want to play Pokemon Go and
don't even get me started, please.
See, people make fun of my phone because I can't download Pokemon Go. I'm like, I don't care. I don't need that because I know I would spend hours with it. I don't need that.
I don't need it. I downloaded something called Slither and that's been really
cool.
I don't need Pokemon Go. I don't collect stuff. It's a very simple game. It's kind of like the whole Tron or the snakes game that they played back in the day, except everybody is a snake and you have to kill it and eat each other. And yeah.
Oh, cool.
It's fun because you want to be the biggest dude on top, but like the little ones always kill me. So forget it.
Jeez.
That's been my little addiction lately is that little game. It's stupid, but it's fun.
That's the way most games should be.
Now for a behind-the-scenes look at GeekCast Radio Network's newest show, Talking in Circles.
So, Chuck, Greg, what are you guys thinking for this week's show?
Well, Dan, how about we just talk about the things that we've read or watched this week?
We do reviews like that every week, Chuck. How about a game like Fact or Fiction or The Power of Names?
Those are great, and we're always coming up with new ideas for games. And how about some top fives? You know how I love my top fives.
What about tournament-style brackets, or sequel, reboot, and destroy? Who will win in a fight? Taking Too Far? Crazy But True News? Or
yes, it appears we have lots of things to work on.
Listen to Talking in Circles, taking timeless topics in new directions. Every Tuesday on iTunes or GeekCastRadio.com, the GeekCast Radio Network.
Hey, Dan, who's the guy with the creepy voice?
Me Grimlock, not podcaster, me Grimlock King.
Since 2011, we have been taking you beyond. That's right, Tooncast Beyond has covered many cartoon series and films in our 4 years online. Now we take you even further as we reformat the podcast by covering any and all cartoon series by season. And we also have our animated film reviews. So join TFG and Mike and the rest of the GCRN crew as we give you a different cartoon review every Wednesday on iTunes, Stitcher Smart Radio, Blog Talk Radio, and of course, GeekCastRadio.com. We are beyond good, beyond evil, beyond your wildest imagination.
Do you like retro cartoons? Then Saturday Morning Rewind is the podcast for you. Join them each month as they talk about classic cartoons and interview legendary voice actors like Jim Cummings.
I am the terror that flaps in the night.
Corey Burton.
Sometimes toys can be so whiny.
Rob Paulsen.
Sure, Vane, but how are we going to find chaps our size?
Nancy Cartwright and many more.
Eat my shorts.
So grab a bowl of Lucky Charms.
They're magically delicious.
Put on your hammer pants. Go to SaturdayMorningRewind.com. And be prepared to feel like a kid again. Once again, that's SaturdayMorningRewind.com. Saturday Morning Rewind was voted best podcast ever by its host, Tim Nidell. So it's gotta be good.
All right, we are back here inside the pull bag, and it is time to talk about the upcoming solicits for Gem and the Holograms. Specifically, we're going to be talking to you about issues 19, 20, and 21. 19 is The Stingers Part 1, written by Kelly Thompson, art by Meredith McLaren. You thought the holograms had it rough back when they had to team up with the Misfits. Well, just wait until they meet the European supergroup taking the U.S. by storm, the Stingers.
Woo-hoo!
Meet Rapture, Minx, and Rhea. What?
they can't be doing that. They've had it heard in the last two issues.
Yeah. So, we've got the all-new story starting here. Return of fan-favorite characters, the Stingers, and Rhea. We'll say it again. Rhea. So, that's coming up in September. It's releasing this month, I believe. And we've got coming up in October... We've got Jim 20, Kelly and Meredith on the creative Stingers Part 2. The Stingers have found themselves a label, but does that mean the Misfits have lost theirs? Meanwhile, the holograms struggle to find the missing piece to their band as Shayna finally heads to Milan, and the Stingers singer Riot has his eyes locked on Jim, which means life got more complicated for Jerrica.
Yeah.
So they are pulling that whole card. Fan favorite characters, the Stingers, may take a bite out of the world of Jim. This is where I said earlier Jerrica delves deeper into the Jim persona. We have a variant cover by Giselle Lagace on this issue. And then for 21, Shayna gets everything she hoped for, but is it what she really wants? Meanwhile, somebody knows exactly what Shayna wants, and that's going to cause problems for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
The Stingers enjoy the good life, and the Misfits begin their fight back to the top. So that's the first three parts of the Stingers story arc. Like I said, I think Kelly told me that it was going to be through issue 22, but I could be wrong about that.
We won't know until we get the next month or read the issues.
The Jim comic is just chugging along.
Yeah, it is.
I'm liking where it's going. I'm loving this.
Yeah, absolutely. Coming up next here in the pull bag, I don't know. Like I've been saying the last few months, I just play it by ear, so I have no idea. I think one of the next episodes will be Nicole and I wrapping up our journey to hell in Hot Damn number 4 and 5.
Fun times.
Yeah. That's
what will happen to Teddy Graham?
You'll eat him.
That's kind of the point.
Someone will
just pop him in your mouth and start chewing. Arr, arr, arr. There you go. I obviously haven't been reading that, so I have no idea.
Yeah, it's basically about this guy named Teddy Graham, and it's a play on the whole Teddy Graham cracker thing, and he goes to hell. And he has to basically, you know, live it, basically life in hell, essentially.
Well, he's trying to get the therapy because he didn't repent for his addictions.
Bummer. Yeah.
And the therapists are demons.
Tell me how you really feel.
Well, because they got to work their way out of hell, so they're trying to help him. So.
Man, everybody's just having a hellish time.
Yeah.
Yep. Pretty much.
I did just say that.
Yes, you did.
Oh, goodness.
Where can the people find you online, Amy?
You can find me on Twitter at Lady of Rack.
Nicole?
Just Google Beatles Diva. That's Beatles like the band, not the bug. That's me.
Fine. What? Yeah, that's you.
Yep.
Find me at TFG and Mike. You can follow The Pullbag at The Pullbag on Twitter. You can follow at Geekcast Radio for all of the network updates on Twitter. For now, make your greatest game to comics, and we will catch you next time.
Bye.
I hope Mike feels better next time, too.
Yeah.
I don't.
Wench.
Me and my friends.